This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to hit more on this later on, but I want you to take a listen. I want you to know what people woke up to 75 years ago today on a lazy Sunday morning. Some people might have already been up, having a little coffee. Go on a cigar, whatever. And take a listen.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, by air, President Roosevelt has just announced. The attack also was made on all naval and military activities on the principal island of Oahu. We take you now to Washington.
The details are not available. They will be in a few minutes. The White House is now giving out a statement. The attack apparently was made on all naval and on naval and military activities on the principal island of Oahu. The president's brief statement was read to reporters by Stephen Early, the president's secretary. A Japanese attack upon Pearl Harbor naturally would mean war. Such an attack would naturally bring a counterattack, and hostilities of this kind would naturally mean that the president would ask Congress for a declaration of war. There is no doubt from the temper of Congress that such a declaration would be granted. This morning, Secretary Hull talked with the secretaries of war and of the Navy. Now the two special Japanese envoys, Admiral Nomura and Special Envoy Caruso, are at the State Department, engaged in conference with Secretary of State Hull. Their appearance at the State Department on this Sunday afternoon emphasizes the gravity of the Far Eastern situation, where hostilities now seem to be actually opening over the whole South Pacific. And just now comes the word from the president's office that a second air attack has been reported on Army and Navy bases in Manila. Thus, we have official announcements from the White House that Japanese airplanes have attacked Pearl Harbor in Hawaii and have now attacked Army and Navy bases in Manila. We return you now to New York and will give you later information as it comes along from the White House. Return you now to New York.
You know, we don't realize, you know, what a cowardly, truly, what a cowardly act that was. Here, again, you had the declaration of war hadn't been, or the, you know, the cable from the Japanese hadn't been delivered yet to the president or to the State Department. This was a Sunday morning when our military people were sleeping, laying around, not really doing much of anything. They were in their churches, they were in churches or wherever they happened to be that morning. And on that day, I know this is tough for some of you, I know that. But see, we've already started to forget. There was, I saw an interview, I should have grabbed it. I saw an interview earlier today. And some of our younger people don't really know what happened that day. what that war was, what happened, why we went to, why did the Japanese bomb us? Why would they want to bomb us? Right? You know, on that day, I want you to give some thought to what took place. 2,400 Americans died that morning. 1,100 other, well, almost 1,200 others were wounded, civilians and such. Right? You had two battleships were sunk. Multitude of other ships that were lost. It was three cruisers were damaged. Three destroyers were damaged. Three other ships were damaged. There were almost 200 aircraft were destroyed. But again, it's a cowardice. It's no different than the cowards who flew into the World Trade Centers. And you've got a boatload of people on the left to think if we just have a kumbaya moment, if we just reach out, maybe if we loved them more. Right? I mean, maybe there could have been something we could have done to avert this. Well, here's the problem. We didn't start it. And it wasn't because of our strength or anything like that. You know, we did not want to be dragged into this war. I know we did. The mood of the United States was not to be dragged into this war. The stomach for it wasn't there in Congress. Roosevelt had discussed it several times about going and helping out our European partners. Because I believe, and again, I'm not a big fan, but I believe he knew eventually it would make its way over here. Eventually, if Hitler got to take over Europe, that we'd be lost. It would be an us against them scenario. So, you know, and now again, I don't know this to be truth. I only know from what I read. Japan decided to do this as a preventative action to keep the U.S. Pacific Fleet from interfering with their military actions. They plan to take over most of Southeast Asia. They figured once they got all of that, you know, because they attacked the Philippines, Guam, Wake Island, they wanted it all. The British, they wanted Malaya, Singapore, they wanted it all. All this over land, huh? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Kathy Barnett joins me after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Never mind your chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime job.
We are back. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. You're listening to Railside on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe. You heard me giggle when we first came in because I have a TV off to the left side of me, and the TV has it says that President Obama suggested tell community failed to adequately warn him as ISIS was growing. Have you guys noticed that absolutely nothing is President Oblamo's fault? He takes credit for absolutely nothing. Unless he perceives it's a good thing. And then it's all because of him. It's all because of moves he's made. It's all because of things he's done. And that should scare you to no end. Anybody who thinks that highly of themselves should scare you to no end. Because he cannot make a wrong decision. He can't do anything wrong, apparently. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. My special guest tonight, I love having her on, but she's busier than I am most of the time. Kathy Barnett joins me. She is a Christian mom, wife, adjunct professor, the president of TruthExchange.net, black conservative, veteran radio host, and so no wonder you don't have time for me. I don't know what to tell you.
I always have time for you. Thank you so much for having me back. I love being on this show.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Love having you on the show. You know, I don't like people with low energy, and you're definitely a person that does not have low energy, let me tell you what. You and I are kind of on the same page when it comes to Donald Trump and his cabinet picks, and not so much that we think they're absolutely dead wrong, but we were talking during a break or just before you got on, and I said, man, you know, I started questioning his picks like a lot of people did, but then I got slapped in the head with reality, which was, well, first of all, he didn't ask me. That's number one. Number two is, you know, he won the primary, and we all thought he was nuts and he wasn't going to make it. Then he took the general election and became our president, and we all thought he was doing it the wrong way. So now I'm sitting back going, well, maybe I just don't have a clue to what he's doing. But
just maybe we should give him the benefit of the doubt, right? I mean, just maybe he's earned it. And that's one of the things with President-elect Donald Trump. I'm so excited to say that. I cannot wait till we can call him President Trump. I mean, the man is unorthodox. But again, you know, during the general elections, you know, many people compared his lack of smoothness in answering questions and how he would say things in comparison to Hillary Clinton always having the right answer with a little smile and a shimmy. And like I would tell them, Hillary has had 35 years of practicing on how to lie to people straight in their face with a smile on her face and doing a little shimmy. Donald Trump hasn't had 35 years of having to intentionally lie in people's faces, have one motive, but then communicate something completely different. But, you know, but he's completely unorthodox, and it has worked for him.
Yeah, and you know what? And again, I love the fact, you know, people were saying that he doesn't have enough experience in legislating and politics, what have you. I'm good with that. As far as this, I'm looking at what he's doing so far, and I'm going, okay, if he's teeing off all these newspapers, all these news, so-called news outlets, I'm good with that. Doesn't bother me at all. Right?
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, like, one of the reasons why we're in the situation that we find ourselves in is because we do have a lot of politicians, career public speakers running the very technical, elaborate offices throughout our land. I mean, we could say the same thing about Secretary Jay Johnson. I mean, why in the world is he Department of Homeland Security Secretary? The man has no experience in doing that, and we've seen how he's blundered so many times in messing up our immigration system, people becoming U.S. citizens, and they weren't supposed to. So one could say the reason why we find ourselves in such a malaise is because we have career politicians, career orators trying to run our country. So I think it's really good that we get back to people who actually have some understanding of economics, some understanding of how to create jobs, because they've actually done that.
Well, I do agree with you. I look at this stuff and I say to myself, you know, again, let him run to town. Let's leave him alone and see, and give him the benefit of the doubt. I've got something that won't shock you at all, but I talked to a publisher the night before last, and we were talking about what was going on in the news with journalists, with commentators, if you would. He's kind of looking for me to write for him to a degree, and he said that he had just attended an event that were in San Francisco, and that there were publishers from up and down the state for the newspaper, and the president of the organization basically came out and said that, you know, facts be damned, don't worry about bias, that we were going to be on Trump 24/7, and we weren't going to let him get away with anything, and we weren't going to allow him to succeed. All right? And I'm thinking to myself, can you imagine? Now, he said about 30 of them got up and walked out. But can you imagine if this was 8 years ago, and somebody had said that about Obama, or even 4 years ago. I mean, my God, there'd be a federal investigation for hate crimes, right?
If anyone had ever said that, right? You know, one of the things, and it really is one of my pet peeves when I watch various news outlets and I see them selectively deciding to engage in investigative journalism, like they're actually doing their job. And then you begin to see that they're very selective. It's not that they do not know how to be investigative journalists and how to dig deep and ask the right questions and present that information for people to make wise decisions. It's the fact that they're selective. And if it does not meet their agenda, i.e. Hillary, then they're not going to ask the tough questions. They're going to bypass all of the Clinton Foundation scandals. They're going to bypass all of those things. Instead, they're going to, you know, because they're selective. And I think that's one of the reasons why Donald Trump recognizes that very well, that he's not going to get a fair shake in mainstream media. So therefore, he's tweeting all of his announcements and all of his deals that he's making. He's bypassing mainstream media, and that has to really cook their goose as well. I'm sure they're not happy about it.
You know, Kathy, the tweeting thing, it bothers so many people, and it doesn't bother me. And I'll tell you why. Here's the thing: he's not going to get a fair shake from the press. He's not going to get a fair shake from many people he talks about, and. You know, I'm tired of the days where the president says, you know, I want to say this, and a room full of people sit around, and they wordsmith every word, you know, the ahs, the thes, the these, the thens. They wordsmith every word going, he's sitting there, and he just goes, Castro's dead. Thank God. Whatever, right? They would have wordsmithed that for 2 hours before they would have let it out with any other president or president-elect.
Yeah.
I'm good with that, right?
Yeah. You know, truly, the mainstream media is behaving like a political action group. They're no longer behaving and carrying themselves out or carrying their fiduciary responsibility that's been granted to them under the First Amendment, the freedom of speech and freedom of press. That was the mantle. It's a heavy mantle, but it's a mantle nonetheless that our founding fathers placed on a body of people.
You got to hold that. We're going for a break. Okay. We'll be back in a minute. I'll let you finish on the other side. Hold that pressure. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Kathy Burnett joins me. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. If you're watching on Facebook, you notice I've been enjoying my coffee. Got it right there. My tea. No, I did that crooked, didn't I? TRS mug. If you want a TRS mug, head up on the Facebook page. Oh, you can head up on my website, too, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll there. There's a whole bunch of stuff up there. You can buy a coffee mug. If you're not in a coffee, tea, or anything like that, and you just don't really appreciate coffee mugs, then you can buy my book. That's right, Ramblings of a Right Wing. See, it only took me 2 weeks to get it right, huh?
I haven't got it yet.
I don't need your help. Well, actually, I do need your help. Ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy. And you like that, huh?
Yeah.
My tongue didn't get in the way this time. That's pretty cool. So anyway, you got to go get the book. I'm hearing good things. And not just because I wrote it. I'm hearing good things about it. And I kind of like that. It's nice to know that I hit a nerve, a positive nerve, I hope. And so hop on the – it's on Amazon.com. If you want it signed, why you'd want it signed, I don't know. But head over to the website, therealside.com. You can pick up. If you order it there, I sign it automatically and send it to you. If you don't care about me signing it, then head over to Amazon. Grab it there. You can grab a Kindle version. The illustrations inside the book, I'm not trying to confuse you, but there's two versions of the book. One is the color illustrations. The other is just black and white. And, you know, what, does it matter? I've got friends that are colorblind. They brought the black and white version, which was fine. Yeah. Hey, look, you know what? Why spend the extra money if you don't have to? I'm good with that. Kathy Barnett joins me. That's who you hear laughing in the background. She's a Christian mom, wife, adjunct professor, president of TruthExchange.net, and she's a black conservative veteran radio host. Kathy, thanks so much for being with me.
No, thank you so much for having me. I love it.
And, yeah, you know what? I love people that can be lighthearted about this stuff, kind of make fun of themselves while they're doing it, and you know, because really, seriously, otherwise, I don't know what we'd do. I probably blew my brains out years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a long time ago.
So, we were talking about the press and freedom of the press, and we have lost. They are no longer the keepers of truth anymore.
They are not. I mean, they operate like a political action group, like a lobbyist group. And instead of in keeping with their fiduciary responsibility that our founding fathers placed on them, it's a heavy mantle. that has been placed on them, freedom of the press, because our founding fathers recognized that we have to have an informed populace in order for our country, in order for, as Benjamin Franklin said to someone when they asked, well, what did you give us? And he said, a republic, if you can keep it. Well, how can you keep a republic if your populace know more about the going-ons of the Kardashians than they do about the Supreme Court picks or the cabinet picks of our president-elect? And that is where we live. We don't get real news. They're very selective, and it's very unfortunate. They have a responsibility, and they're derelict in that responsibility.
Yeah, no, hey, look, I agree with you, and I think that you had to bring up the Kardashians. I love that. I think the fact that most people, even young people, they know who President Obama is, they know who Hillary Clinton is, they know who Donald Trump is. That's about where it starts and stops, so they have no clue about much of anything else, and it kind of breaks your heart. You're talking about what today is, the bombing of Pearl Harbor. Do you know how many young people did not know what Pearl Harbor was, the bombing of Pearl Harbor was, what war it was, who won the war? I'm thinking to myself, seriously? Now, you're probably not going to agree with me, but I'm going to say it anyway. I don't blame this all on the education system.
I know.
Where are the parents?
Why aren't
you engaged?
We have abdicated too much responsibility on a third party when it's my responsibility, first and foremost, to be engaged in my children's education.
I agree with you. And when they come in home, ask them what they're learning. What the teacher, show me the papers they handed you in school today. I want to know what they're saying to my kids, because the stuff that they're spewing in school isn't all truth. And unless you make noise, and we're seeing, I've seen kind of a renewed, I don't even know what you want to call it, but I've seen a renewed engagement by some parents since in the short period since Trump has won, because I'm on a school board here in California. And now I've got parents reaching out to me saying, hey, you know what? We feel like we may have a voice. We might be able to make a change.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, Trump brings, he really does bring hope. I mean, and this is not, to give him more credit than credit is due and to make him out to be this great savior. But truly, I mean, he has inspired hope again, because honestly, my neighbor, she saw how hard I was working during the presidential campaign and everything, just inform people about the very stark differences between Hillary and Trump. And she was like, well, what are you going to do if Trump loses? And I had so many people contacting me like, are you going to be okay? And, and essentially it was like, listen, it's either one or two things are going to happen. Either we will inherit a reprieve, which gives us hope that we can actually make our country ours again, or I need to start teaching the book of Revelation to let people know what's about to happen next. That's how dire it was if Hillary would have gotten into office. By the grace of God, we dodged a bullet as a nation. I don't think we could have survived even 2 years of Hillary.
Yeah. Well, people think, we're over the top, where, we're just nuts about this stuff. But here's the reality. Look at what's happened over these years. Look at what happened with Americanism. Look at what happens with our pride. How much we're really disliked now in the Middle East. People walked all over us. You've got Iran's attention all of a sudden. They know it isn't going to be business as usual. Look at Kerry or Ford. We can go on and on and on about some of the changes that look like they're already going to take place. I love, we'll get to Trump's picks in a minute, but I love all this conflict of interest. I don't know if you've been watching the left. They're going out of their minds because all these conflicts of interest on Trump, his hotels are now being used more. There's some foreign entities that used to have events at his competitors and now having events switched over to Trump hotels already. And I'm saying to myself, where were all these concerns about the conflicts of interest with the Clintons?
Hello! With the Clinton Foundation, that's what we were saying earlier. I mean, they're so selective, and it really does burn me when I see them trying to be thorough on something, on a conservative or on a little peon like ourselves, just the average American. They go after us relentlessly. But then you get on up the food chain on people that they like the Clintons or the Obamas or the Podestas or the whomever. It's mum's the word. No one says anything. So it's show is so infuriating.
Oh, I agree with you. Let's at least start. We probably won't be able to finish, but let's at least start with some of Trump's picks. You know, his White House chief of staff, Ryan Priebus. Look, I was not a fan, and like I said to you during the break, and I mean this. We sat here, all us little pundits and commentators sat around going in before the primary, I can't believe what he's saying, I can't believe what he's doing, there's no way he's going to be able to pull this off, yada, 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 all these people, and what does he do? He pulls off. I mean, he beats some of the most seasoned Republicans there are. Then we're coming into the general, and everybody goes, oh, you can't talk like that and be president, you can't win by doing that. If he keeps doing this, he's got no ground game, he doesn't have people on the street, and what's he do? He wins. He wins the presidency. And now a same bunch of fools are sitting here going, I can't believe he's picking this guy. I can't believe he's picking that guy.
I know. It's like we have to give him the benefit of the doubt. I guess you don't become a billionaire just by twiddling your thumbs and making really nice speeches. And let me just go back to something you were saying earlier about how the Middle East is treating, not even the Middle East, but Japan and China have been treating America and our president with such disdain. And then Josh Earnest comes out last week offering Trump some speaking points on going out and talking to China, you know, with the whole China and Taiwan and Japan and all of these issues. There, he's trying to extend an olive branch and offer Trump some talking points so he can come up. And I'm like, why would Trump want those talking points? You have Obama going to China and they don't even show up with a ladder or with stairs for him to come down. They don't even send an envoy. I mean, the man has been so maligned and disrespected. So anyway, I just had to get that out because it's funny. Like, they don't even understand. They truly believe that the world, Obama truly believes that he has done a great thing and that the world is better after his 8 years. Oh. And I do not believe they understand.
No, don't make me crazy. Oh, not crazier, I should say. But he's already come out and said, he had a speech about 2 weeks ago where he said he actually believes that he has left America in better shape than when he came here, that we are so much better. We have a 4.6% unemployment rate. I've been telling my listeners, and I'm sure you agree with me, please go check out the Bureau of Labor Statistics U6
numbers. The real unemployment.
The real numbers. You know, here's the thing.
It's
called
the U16 number. Go look at the U16 number. It is so significantly higher.
This is like you misplacing $1,000. You're going, well, I must have paid a bill, right? I mean, this would be 400,000 people. They come out of the workforce. You go, well, they must have found a job. It doesn't work that way. Kathy Barnett joins me. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for Enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You are some messed up white people.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style but no one else could play.
We are back. Hey, that's a great that's a great rejoin for today, huh? Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do up there. Yes, it's a real number. But I really want your email address is what I want, because we send out a weekly email, let you know who's going to be in the show, topics we're going to be discussing, little things I have for sale. We actually have no more buttons left. So if you waited till now to get buttons, you lose. There was a button that said, we had a button that said it's okay to say Merry Christmas. You would have loved to have worn that around and saw the kind of response you would have got from it. But I will tell you, we have plenty of the books left. Oh, you have a button. Here, let me see the button. If you want, now this is producer Tammy's button. So if you want this button, for $50,000, she'll sign the back of it. And I will overnight it to you, but, we come up with them every year. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy is available for sale on my website. It's also on Amazon. If you're a Kindle kind of person, you can also get it up at Amazon for your Kindle. And we were doing great last week. I'm not going to check the numbers, but we're in the top 100 or something like that, right, on Kindle. So that's kind of that's kind of cool. Although that and $1.75 will get you a cup of coffee at a local coffee shop. You'll need $3 to get it at Starbucks. So anyhow, Kathy Barnett joins me. She's a Christian mom, wife, adjunct professor, also the president of Truth Exchange, a black conservative veteran radio host. Hey, Kathy, you know what?
Uh-huh.
Here's the thing. Now, don't laugh at me. Don't hang up on me. Right? No, I'm serious. I am so sick and tired of people having, and I know you don't do this on purpose. I really do. We have to put labels on everything, right?
We do.
And if we don't, and you start talking about things like, you know, I've had people who aren't watching, they're just listening. And on Tuesday nights when we have our Mad Black Man from Baltimore on, Corey Duncan, great guy.
Mad Black Man.
Yeah, well, because, you know, he always sounds so mad. And you remember The Diary of a Mad Black Woman?
Yes.
Which I make my wife crazy with that because every time it's on, it's on. I stop and I watch it because I really like that. So anyway, and people will start getting on his case. I go, do you understand that he is a black man talking about black issues? Really, you're going to tell him he can't talk about the black issues? So I'm amazed at how many emails I get when I talk about black issues. They'll say, you're not black. You can't talk about black issues.
Like, yeah, exactly, right? What about American issues?
Thank you.
You know, like let's just dump it all in. But you know, but all the, I was taking an anthropology class from the University of Penn, and one of the guys professors there stood up and he spent, I don't know, 2 hours equating race to racism. So, you know, like getting rid of the word race and getting rid of the little boxes that check things off, and just went on and on and on. And I had to eventually stand up and say, I don't think we're being, you know, intellectually honest here. I mean, we all recognize when I walk into a room, a black woman just walked into a room. Yeah. Not only do you recognize that I'm black, you recognize that I'm a woman, and the same with you. And there's nothing inherently evil or bad about that. Now, whether you have some individual racism going on in your life that forces you to look at me and see something other than, then that's between you and your God. But we recognize we live in a label-driven society,
yeah.
And these liberals, they're just really crazy about it because they pretend like they don't see, and yet they're always categorizing people.
Look, again, I know I'm going to get nasty to this, and I don't really care because people nowadays, in the 70s, we were told we shouldn't see color. Everybody's equal. Now if we say that, they laugh at us, and they say, no, you're a racist. What do you mean I'm a racist? If you walked into a classroom, especially an anthropology classroom, I'd say, well, here's a young lady walking in here. Apparently she's you know, interested in this, and she's going for some kind of degree. Why do I have to say that you're a black woman or a black guy or an Asian? Whatever it is, why do we have to label that? Is it They forced us there.
I mean, and you know, and to be completely honest, there's nothing inherently bad.
Right.
I've had so many wonderful, wonderful white friends say, you know, when I see you, Kathy, I don't see color. And I'm like, what, are you colorblind? When I see you, I can clearly see that you're white or that you're Asian.
It's
or
my
something
hair,
other.
Huh? Just kidding.
You know, but to say that you don't see kind of implies like there's something wrong with the color of being black. And I know that that's not what they mean, but
right.
I think it's okay not to be so hypersensitive.
Agreed.
That, you know, I mean, I have people looking at me and they're wanting to say, well, you're black, but then they start stumbling because they don't know if it's politically correct to say
but for me,
that I'm a black woman.
It's one thing to say, you know, we went to a church that was predominantly black. And so what we do is I'd say, look, he's the only white guy, I mean, my son, he's the only white kid standing next to the two black kids, right? So, I mean, not hard to figure out, people. Now, right, it's not a slight, it's just letting you know that's how you pick out my son over there.
But they will call out every other characteristic. Oh, are you talking about the kid with the red and
oh, yeah, right, because they're afraid to do it.
White on the back of his shirt?
All right,
what are you talking about? I'm not the white kid.
I got to tell a funny story about my wife when we first started going to this church. Can I? You okay with it? All right, good. So I told you, I mean, I wasn't kidding with you. It's a fairly large church, and probably about 6,000 people there every Sunday. There may have been 5 white families. This is down in South Central, and we were one of the 5. So she was going to the women's fellowship, women's meeting on a Saturday morning, and what I thought was really funny was, as she's on the phone explaining to the woman what she was going to have on, I'm waving to her. And I said, honey, you know what? You're probably going to be the only white woman at the bottom of the stairs there. All right? So just say you'll know who I am.
Yes.
It ain't going to be that hard. All right? And I wasn't being mean.
We struggle with the obvious. It's like I'm obviously a black woman.
Yeah, it's okay.
You're obviously white, and there's nothing wrong with that. God loves diversity. Otherwise, he would have made everyone white, everyone black, everyone Asian.
I have a hard time with it being kind of the first thing that pops up that you have. Like you just said, you kind of figure out whether it's okay to say or not okay. We just become like crazy about it. That's my biggest problem.
But that is all liberal driven. I mean, this man was talking about how much money he spent on researching race and trying to get rid of race. I mean, he's just making it such a hypersensitive topic. And it's like, what are you talking about? Of course, I'm standing here. You see that I'm not white.
Yeah.
What is so wrong with you recognizing that?
I still see.
Now, if someone is racist and they pour into that some right. other kind of connotation, that's not my issue. That's your issue.
Yeah. It's Bush's fault, though. Let's just get that out of the way.
Yes, right. Obama inherited this issue.
Yeah, right. So Ryan's Priebus as chairman was chairman for the Republican National Committee, and then Trump brought him in. That was an odd choice. And we only have to touch on these. We don't have to beat them up. But that was an odd choice anyhow, because the guy wasn't, at first he wasn't a Trump guy. And
a great admirer, no. But you know what? I love that, right? Because the narrative, the false narrative that the mainstream media has pushed is that Trump is going to be this KKK kind of white supremacist, and he's going to be a bulldog, a pit bull. He's going to steamroll everyone his way or the highway. He's going to you're fired.
I'm okay with that.
And but what we're seeing is that we're seeing this man take meetings, multiple meetings with people as heinous as Mitt Romney. I mean, Mitt Romney led the Never Trumper crowd. I mean, he was very vicious. And yet, he's able to have cordial meetings. Now, I don't know if Mitt Romney is a serious contender for Secretary of State. I pray to God he's not. I think there are much better options. But we see Donald Trump doing that time and time and time again of extending that olive branch because he's able to look beyond the here and now and these words and say, listen, you have something that I'm going to need in order to accomplish his very aggressive goals. I mean, he has very aggressive goals.
Right.
And, you know, and another point is that, you know, one of his mantras, especially late during the presidential campaign, was drain the swamp. And yet, maybe half of the nine cabinet appointments that he's already have put out there, over about half of them are people we would say live in the swamp on a daily basis. But even with that, there's tremendous strategy that I think he has, and mm-hmm. So really good.
No, I agree with you. I think, you know, again, I'm not going to second guess these choices anymore because he obviously has a clue as to what he's doing. I think it's hilarious that the left is just having a heart attack because he's bringing in these people with lots and lots of money. My question is, do you want a bunch of losers running the cabinet, number one? And number two is, have they forgotten how much Kerry is worth, how much the Clintons are worth, and other people they have in their cabinet? You know, what is it, Stephen Mnuchin is the looking for the Treasury Secretary. He worked at Goldman Sachs. So what?
I think that's a good pick. Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Right. And many of these Wall Streeters were top dollar donors to the Clinton Foundation, and no one had a problem with that.
No.
But now we have a problem because we have Steve Mnuchin coming over and being the pick for the Department of Treasury, right? So now it's a problem that he worked for Goldman Sachs, but the tremendous amount of money that you saw coming in from Wall Street wasn't a problem.
All right, Kathy, I hate doing this to you because we always run out of time, but tell people where they can find out more information about you, where they can, you know, find your videos. Love your videos, by the way. I think they're great.
Thank you. Well, obviously, social media, we're all over there. Go to YouTube and put my name in, Kathy Barnett or Truth Exchange, Kathy Barnett or Truth Exchange. And you can find me on YouTube. Subscribe there. You can also go find me on Facebook at Truth Exchange with Kathy Barnett.
Well, thank you so much. Hey, I'm Joe Machine, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Coming up in the second hour, we're really going to do a tribute to Pearl Harbor. We're going to do the numbers. And then I want you to hear how CNN recently spun Pearl Harbor and how, you know, the bombing of Pearl Harbor, and really how racist and bigoted Americans were. We listen to The Real Side on Facebook. You got to restart at the top of the hour. I don't make the rules. I just follow them. We'll be right back.